It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. I loved seeing the flashback to 40 years ago with the 85 Bears and Jim McMahon and Mike Ditka. They showed this towards the end of the second quarter. And it reminded me that when I was a kid, I thought Jim, even then, when I was a child, I thought Jim McMahon had the most punchable face in America.
Jim.
He annoyed me to no end. Back
the
then.
Rock and roll quarterback.
Oh, remember the Super Bowl shuffle?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Here's I get some audio of this for people who aren't familiar. It's this horrible video. The whole team is dancing real uncoordinated. Like it looks like a parody of something.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we were. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse.
Okay,
man.
This sounds horrible now.
Training camp.
Before it's time.
You're interrupting Walter Payton.
Before it's time, it was as good as the Bears were.
You know what?
It was great.
We loved it so much that in college we did a parody of this for our intramural basketball team.
Yeah.
You did a parody of something that looks like a parody to begin with?
Yes.
Oh, and the uniforms look horrible in this video. And the font is... It looks like it's homemade in the Dust Bowl, these uniforms. And I mean no disrespect. But yes... It's very Tom Joe Dust Bowl era looking to me. Anyway, was that the team that had Refrigerator Perry on it?
Oh, yeah.
He's in that video.
Oh. But anyway, classic. And that was the first team I remember doing that. Did teams do that kind of stuff back in the 60s or
what,
70s?
Like a video? No, they were the first that I remember.
Very Hollywood-esque for a team to do that. A few observations about the crew. First, the referee crew. I've had to make this observation before. Had to have. That Clay Martin looks like Greg Olson's older, angry brother. Next time you see him out there, imagine the stupid blonde wig on him.
Yeah.
And his face looks like Greg Olson. And I think it's funny when they do the two shot of the announcers, and under Tom Brady it says 7-time Super Bowl champion, and under Kevin Burkhardt it says human.
Human that says right every 8 seconds.
I got that. That's my next observation is that I forgot he was the king of right.
Wow.
And when you had him and Olsen together, it was a right fest.
Mm-hmm.
The Wright brothers.
Right? Right. Yeah, they're the new Wright brothers. Why does that drive you so crazy? Right?
I don't know, right?
After everything, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think I'd rather go with a... You know what I'm saying? I think I'd rather hear that than right.
Is Tom Brady worse than Greg Olsen? Or are they pretty... They're pretty close.
I think... I would say Greg Olsen is better, but I think Tom Brady's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
Yeah, I think so. Troy's tops.
Yeah.
And then Greg Olsen. Then DJ Moose.
Yeah, DJ's good. DJ Moose.
For sure.
Then Tom Brady.
I also put Collinsworth up there. I know a lot of people don't like Collinsworth.
Yeah,
but
I'm out on him. I'm out on Collinsworth.
Well, there's somebody
now.
In my house that wants the TV sound down on Sunday Night Football.
Because they can't stand Collinsworth.
Yeah, and I was like, why? He makes really good points. What? Why are you saying that? I don't understand.
You go Woody Allen? Well, why? I mean, Collinsworth is a beautiful and intelligent analyst. You know, I was seeing my analyst the other day and
would Woody Allen be good?
You know,
as
Woody
a
Allen's,
color commentator.
Woody Allen's like 90.
Oh wow,
he's that old. And I saw where he made news the other day, coming out and talking about how he he found Jeffrey Epstein to be a really pleasant fellow.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
okay.
That's a bold
statement. A whole bunch of comments that any publicist would wave him off. Don't answer that question. Don't answer the question. But anyway, Kevin Burkhardt still does that. Looks at the camera way too much when he's not talking.
Yep.
I know that always gets
somebody
you.
Still has not gotten to him yet. Has no one talked to him?
He always looks like, say hi to America.
Can you believe I'm on camera right now? Look at this.
If you look at the old days, look at Pat Summerall and John Madden in the booth together. Summerall didn't sit there and stare at the camera. He looks at John because John's talking.
Because they're having a sports conversation.
Right.
That's a reduction right there of a great man's career. It kind of bothered me that the hash marks ran right through the center field logo, the center of the field
logo.
That
was weird to me.
I don't remember that before. I guess it's new this year.
It's a painting mistake, maybe? I don't know.
Unless it's a new rule, usually the logo will cover up the hash marks.
The logo takes priority.
That's right.
Over the hash marks. And I've always wondered, going into this game, I was wondering what would happen when you get cute and put CeeDee Lamb in the backfield as a running back. I always wondered.
Man.
Was that question answered?
He's done it before.
So
I have hot sports opinions about that.
And I don't get why. At first, it looked bad when that slow motion footage was horrible. Horrible. It looked almost like he broke it. That's what it looked like in replay.
I hope it's a cramp.
But I just wonder why they always have someone walking around after something like that. And I know that as soon as the NFL changes and they really immobilize a guy, and they'll have sideline MRI machines in the future, we're all complain about that too and say, look, in the old days, a guy would stand up and walk over to the sidelines afterwards and they'd evaluate, and then they'd find out that he tore something after the game. But for some reason now, we're still in the era of, hey, you may have a really bad injury. Let's just let you walk on it a little bit, talk to us about it, put pressure on it, go back in for a series or two.
Yeah, go back in, try
it. See how it performs. We'll see then, you know. No reason to do the imaging now. Let's go ahead and do as much possible further damage we can before we stabilize
so
this thing.
Painful. Mm.
Yeah, looked horrible. That second touchdown by Chicago with the flea flicker toss back that was the Ephus pitch back to the quarterback.
Yeah, that thing took forever to get back there. But
I thought that was going to be the biggest bust of a play.
Me too.
But you got to understand who it's against.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen a flea flicker toss back to the quarterback that high.
No.
It's like they were playing volleyball.
Yes.
It's too high.
Had so much hang time, I thought that quarterback would be creamed.
Yes. No,
didn't happen.
Instead.
6 points for him.
Instead, he throws an absolute missile.
Yeah.
65 or 70 yards in the air. And after that high Ephus pitch back to him, I thought he'd be flustered.
Yeah. Right. His timing's all thrown off. He's
most
got to stare at the sun to even find the football.
Well, most defenses would have pressure on, too, if it takes that long to develop.
Right.
Well, the Cowboys didn't have a decent pass rusher last year. So, I mean.
Okay.
This year they,
you know, they
Michael
did.
Michael Parsons.
They did?
Remember him?
Michael Parsons. But everybody was very demoralized after the game. I even went to an event after the game, and it was a music event.
Generic.
Well, it is generic.
And they were complaining about the Cowboys from the stage. So, and the research shows, the very nebulous research that I don't have in front of me, that after a Cowboys loss, productivity in DFW goes down on those Mondays after a Cowboys loss.
I believe it.
We used to hear that, but don't you think we're just used to it now? Don't you think we're used to Cowboy disappointment over the last 31 years, and it's just another Monday?
Yeah, it's just the way it goes now.
Yeah.
They keep losing, and they keep building new stadiums or putting a new $250 million renovations in the old one, which is what happened this year.
Well, you got to get
it'll
ready for soccer,
fine.
Not football.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine because we got shoddy. We got shoddy ball in town. And we're flusing it. We're flusing it hard these days.
Boy.
Hey, with shoddy, they may not be able to beat other teams, but they're getting damn good at ping pong.
Is that what he has them doing?
Yeah.
No, they've competed. That's the big thing, is compete every day. Apparently, the defense has not been taking part in that.
Well,
they
has
don't
them
compete.
Maybe they're having them compete so hard at ping pong, all their competitiveness is used on that. All right, there you go. Happy, depressed Monday.